You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, September 24th. I'm Matt Klein, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $44 billion. That's the total amount of capital spending in the second quarter by global oil and gas companies surveyed by the U.S. Energy Information Administration. Capital spending was down about 60% from the recent peak in the last quarter of 2019. Energy companies have responded to the plunging demand for their output, which drove down prices and caused cash flow from operations to collapse to $54 billion, down from about $125 billion last year. While the cuts to capital spending have helped companies survive the downturn, they've also been forced to borrow about $130 billion in the first half of this year. From 2015 through 2019, energy companies were paying down debt and repairing their balance sheets. The next number up is 2060. That's the year that China has pledged to stop contributing to global carbon emissions, according to President Xi Jinping. Right now, China generates about 30% of global carbon dioxide emissions, or about as much as the US, Europe, and India combined. That means the world as a whole has little hope of reducing total carbon emissions without major changes in the Chinese economy. China has committed to begin reducing its overall emissions no later than 2030, and eventually drop to net zero by 2060. The European Union previously committed to being net zero by 2050. The median climate model estimates that global carbon emissions need to drop to net zero by 2055 to prevent excessive changes to global temperatures. Our last number is 2.4 million. That's the number of U.S. residential mortgages that were at least 90 days late in August, according to a new analysis from Black Knight. The number of serious delinquencies has been rising steadily throughout the summer, even as the share of mortgages missing a payment for the first time has dropped below pre-pandemic levels. The implication is that many of the people who stopped paying their mortgages earlier in the crisis have not experienced any improvement in their financial situation. So far, this hasn't led to an uptick in foreclosures because lenders have been practicing forbearance, but that may not last forever. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, September 24th. I'm Matt Klein, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a nice day.